Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5. This is letter number 1361. And this is dated Baruch Hashem Chav Gimel Tevez, the 23rd day of Tevez, Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. So the Rebbe says, I received your letter from the 18th of Tevez and also the ones that preceded it, and also your note, the Pidyon Nefesh, which you added. I read it on the resting place of my father-in-law, with all the titles, and it's without a doubt that he will arouse great mercy for you for good health. That you write about that maybe you've caused me some unpleasantness with your previous letters, that you write with what you said, that you're not happy that he's not satisfied from the language. I'm not sure exactly, maybe the way he wrote it. So the Rebbe says, behold, God forbid, there is no unpleasantness at all and at all. But it was something I was a little bit, a nefilas ruach, because I intended with my letter the opposite from your interpretation. The way I wrote it, specifically, that the promise of the righteous, the tzaddikim, is great, which means that it is very certain by me that the promise of the tzaddikim in the end of the day, it's absolutely that it has to be fulfilled. And therefore, you should not have ruled upon yourself, making for yourself with certainty, as quoting from the Rav from Poltava, who said, "Azoy, azoy is the rinya. This is the way it is," you know, to say in Yiddish, he used to say that. But since you interpreted my language in the other way, so I'm also confused about it, because I don't know what to say to you more. As it's known, the saying of the Rebbe Maharash, that Ois yis git yichida shebenefesh, and the expression of my father-in-law, Azamol entvert men vos es entvert zich alein, that sometimes your response comes by itself. And the expression of Hasidim, that the response that is received by an individual, the interpretation to a great measure is how the recipient explains it. So you explain it, especially if the recipient is somebody of a stature and he stands in his opinion, similar that it says in the Mishnah Reish Chodesh. So, I guess the Rebbe's basically saying to him that I gave you an answer of encouragement, of right. And the Rebbe says, my answers come from the Yechida and they come from by themselves and they should be interpreted. And you are taking it totally the other way. In other words, you're undoing it yourself instead of accepting it in a positive way, you're causing it basically. So I need to know a little bit more what's going on there. So in any event, the Rebbe says, this that you write in your letter, you're asking forgiveness, there is nothing of that at all. There's nothing to ask forgiveness for. And it's, God forbid, I'm not, pushing you away. God forbid. The Rebbe says, it has been something which has been negated, this approach of pushing people away in all times, but especially in our days, in the heels of Mashiach, that the heels of Mashiach, that we get together, raglin beraglin, that the importance of togetherness and unity as the expression of Tzemach Tzedek, that by Hasidim, it's their unity that they will go ahead and greet Mashiach. So the Rebbe is saying that there is no room for anything of that sort. The Rebbe says, I was enjoyed to find out from Harav Chosid, Avos Chosid, of all the time, but Tzin Shir Hashem Tov, about your teaching publicly, and also he complained to me that it seems like you are a little down. So the Rebbe says to him, please reflect by yourself this great this greatness, the great inyan that has been given to us from our leader, the Rebbe, with all the titles. So who can compare themselves, who can equal to us? Because on our shoulders there is such an important mission. This could be as we can say this similarly to what the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said. He says, "Anosi mona ba'alma." He says, "I'm just merely a sign," which means he isn't any entity of his own, but rather he's only a sign for Hashem, for the greatness. And the Chassidus explains, he was totally self-effaced. He was no existence by himself. So he can say, it's not him, it's just the master. And he would say that, I saw that there are people who are of a great stature, and they're few. And then he says that it's him. How could somebody say such a thing about themselves? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we're coming up on the Lag BaOmer on his Durden. He said, I saw that there's very few people who are considered B'nai Aliyah, people of elevation. And he says, if it's two, it's me and my son. And if it's only one, it's just me. How could he say something like that about himself? But because he was Ano Simona Ba'alma, he was just a non-existent. So it was Mampene Odin Darashbi. It's his master. He was talking about Hashem. He wasn't really talking about himself because he was non-existence. So basically the Rebbe is saying, we are here just a sign for the previous Rebbe. So in other words, he's our master. We're just here. So why? We have the greatest privileges and we have the greatest responsibility. There's nobody that has such a good fortune like we have to be doing the work of the previous Rebbe. And even though, who could it be that is going to say, to his heart would say, that I am anything, I am at a level. But since every chosid has the power of the Rebbe, so therefore, at least in a hidden way, he is as it should be. And by a chosid, even though it's hidden, but it's such a helam shiyesh nebimitzias, it is not just hidden, that is not in existence. Sometimes things that are hidden are totally hidden, like sometimes it's brought the example, like you have the spark in a flint stone. Even though it soaks in water, it's not going to extinguish because there's no flame there at all, totally hidden. Sometimes it's hidden, sometimes it's hidden which is close to revelation. So therefore, there is no deficiency in the breitkeit, what you need to be able to go out there and do it. You only have to ask Hashem to use this, to utilize it, how you should, and on what you should. Especially in the study of Torah. As it's known, the difference between Torah and davening, that in davening, especially the weekly davening, that's a way from below to above. You start from min ha-meitzar, from being in a squeezed place. But by Torah, befrat, and we taught you teaching of Chassidus, which is the ilon ha-chaya, tree of life, it goes milmai lamata, from the top to the bottom, and mitabreitkeit. The Rebbe says, "Bibrocha, with blessing for good health, to hear good news all the days in general, especially from your health." And the Rebbe is attaching adding to it the general letter that he gave out with the Chag HaChagim for Yutis Kislev. So again, I'm not sure who the Rebbe is talking here about. And again, if we did some research, maybe we can find out and see. But apparently, this was a person of stature who's being a little bit down on himself, and his health seems to have been an issue to him, and he's also not been another, maybe in a spiritual level, been a little bit down, and the Rebbe is trying to encourage him and enlightening him what a privilege he has in order to be able to teach and to disseminate, you know, especially. And you see once again overwhelmingly the Rebbe's privilege that he feels to be able to do for the previous Rebbe's. The Rebbe keeps on saying that even one drop that we can do something for the previous Rebbe, that's the greatest zechus, that's the greatest privilege. And the Rebbe is encouraging him and saying to him, because you have that privilege, so don't be down. Just, you gotta know it's there by you and it's almost open, but you gotta just be able to utilize it in a proper, in the right way, in the good way. And I guess, but being down is not is not the way. The Rebbe was trying to encourage him, and I guess that he wrote her again to the Rebbe about asking the Rebbe forgiveness because maybe he didn't write so nicely, and the Rebbe says, "Listen, I'm trying only to encourage you and tell you that you do have it." And so, of course, the Rebbe doesn't take anything. He's not. Causing anybody to feel like they're not wanted or not desirable, not accepted. You know, just to read the Rebbe's, you know, approach to everything, it's just tells us how we must a little bit try to live our lives.